And we're about to get this one started. Number five for the Penguins. That's Allie. She's getting set to serve this one off.
That's me. This is you.
Allie gets set as the players stretch out. Should be a good contest tonight. Thanks for tuning in. 7 o'clock, and here's the start of the game. Serve off. Here comes Jessup on the return. Oh, and it's off Dominican, out of bounds. Couldn't get that one back to William Jessup. First point of the match goes to the Warriors. And to serve off for William Jessup, number 12, Melissa White, the freshman, 5'3". She serves off. Allie bumps it. Here comes Dominican. Here's a set, and back over the net, and the Penguins come right back to score that one. Tied it up 1-1 here in the beginning of the contest. This is DHX Live coming at you. Stuart Horn also with us tonight, making sure everything's tight for the broadcast. And here comes the serve from Dominican. Over to William Jessup. The bump set and the spike. It's blocked. Very nice block there by Dominican. Service now by the Penguins. Set is currently in the air. William Jessup, there's the return over. Allie bumps it, keeps it in play. Very nice. Goes to the floor to keep the ball in play. Jessup now on the return. Fake out. Now spiked over the net. Blocked again by Dominican. Very nice job. And that's Bridget Gangler twice. Two blocks now. The junior from Antioch, California. Here comes Dominican again. And again, Gangler with the spike. It's returned, and back to Dominican side now. A one-hander just gets it in bounds. That's Zoe. Wait, that's not Zoe. Number nine. We'll get that figured out in just a second. Here comes the serve from DU. It's up now, and almost short. Gets over the net. William Jessup's looking for the return. A one-hander. Back over. Zoe keeps it alive. Here comes the Penguins. Strike and blocked, and this ball is still in play. William Jessup, the other side now. And again, the ball's returned. Nice volley going here, and Zoe drives it deep to the back net and in for the point. Penguins lead 4-2 at the early stages of this contest. We play best of five sets here, and we're broadcasting live from the Conlon Recreational Center, Dominican University of California. Over the net, barely on the serve, kept alive by William Jessup, back to Dominican side. And Zoe spikes another one home, and it's in just before that out-of-bounds line. Very nice shot. Zoe Bagla, that's two shots already for her, two kills. And another serve coming for the Penguins. Over deep to William Jessup, return. And miscommunication. William Jessup sends it a bit long, but it's called in. So they will side out now. Substitution into the game for William Jessup. Into the game, number six. Christian Kidd comes into the game replacing Ashley Johansson. And now Kidd to serve. Sent across. Here comes Dominicans. Oh, barely in on the top left corner. That would be number 40. Gabriel Pecora, the freshman. A lot of freshmen on both sides. And now sitting down next to me, Stuart Horn. Coming into the broadcast here. And then the ball now goes to Dominican. Another serve. 6-3 lead here for the Penguins.
All right. Getting going here. For those of you who downloaded this, had a little trouble on the technical end, DHX. Stuart Horn and DHX live from the Conlon Center with opening night of conference volleyball under head coach Roger Goodwin. So we hope you downloaded this because it's probably the only way you're going to be able to listen to it. Something happened with the old IP addresses there, DHX.
Oh, it happens once in a while.
Yeah. And Jessup chasing one out of bounds there. The Penguins pick up a .73.
Penguins looking pretty good early on in the contest. Very active. All over the court. Seen him dive for three or four already. So the Penguins looking active, trying to get William Jessup early on in this first set.
You know, I haven't even been watching the first few games dealing with the, the first few points dealing with the technical issues here. Oh, what a tremendous block put up by the Penguins front row. I think that was Zoe Bagala there in the front.
Yeah. Ball came right in front of us here. Almost knocked out our production stage.
I almost fell off the stage for the first time in 6 years a minute ago.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you were quick with the hands and saved me. We had one less broadcaster tonight. Oh, that's Gangler there with a softie into the middle. had Jessup all around it. If you look at these two teams, as Marin Dermody comes back in, big shout-out to Dermody's folks who I know are listening tonight, although they're probably not hearing much. 9-4 Penguins. Dermody in there. Here's Rose Chavez, the wily senior veteran, with a big running top-spinning serve that dove down onto the Warriors' side, but the Warriors were able to sneak one past the Penguins, 9-5 DU. Stuart Horn, along with sophomore broadcasting sensation DHX, his second year. He sounds like he's in his 20th year. The pro. By the way, when are you guys on? You and Stephen R.
Stephen R. and DHX, that's your best interest. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4 to 6, right here, radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, you don't want to miss those shows. Those are really something exciting. Stephen R. gets it going. So Chavez now kicks the ball out of bounds as the Penguins pick that ball up.
Absolutely. Here comes the serve from Crystal Davis.
Davis, another veteran under Roger Goodwin. This one's very deep, and the Penguins let it fly out of bounds.
Nice job. Captain there signaling not to touch that one, headed out of bounds. Good communication by the Penguins.
Friday, September 15th, fans. Live from the Conlon Center, Dominican University, California. Jessup now bumping it around. Oh, Dermody with a bump. Now back set by Fussell. Dermody now cross court. Warriors, they've got it very smooth. They go back row. Chavez with a bump save. Penguins pick it up. They need to get it over. There's Wells just hammering it over just to keep it alive. Uh-oh, Jessup back row. Good move there from the freshman, from Jessup. Oh, and Wells with a one-handed campfire shot puts it down. Penguins 12-5.
Dominican's looking good so far. A lot of energy. Everyone's communicating well out there, and they seem to be in the right spot at the right time here to put the ball back at the Warriors each and every time. Here comes the Warriors now. Spike, it's attempted to be blocked, but it wasn't successful, so William Jessup gets the side out. 12-6 is your score. Dominican advantage. Service coming up very shortly here from number 7, Lauren Galindo. A long serve out of bounds. Dominican's going to get it right back. The Warriors probably not happy with that one. And here comes number 5, Allie Pence, the sophomore. Friend of mine serves it over. Returned by Jessup. Here's the bump, the set. And Allie spikes it deep. And it's hit up in the air, way up in the air. Now return from Jessup. Now Dominican's controlling it. Here's the bump, and it's into the net, unfortunately, by Captain Rose Chavez. It's straight into the net. Side out. Here comes your Warriors. Thanks for downloading the stream tonight. Radio.dominican.edu. Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate that. Another point for Dominican, looking very strong. Ball out to the Warriors, though. 13-8, Dominican lead. Ball up and serve powerfully. Allie goes to the floor. Here comes Germany back at it. Point for Dominican. Side out. And timeout by the Warriors. So far in this game, the Penguins looking very, very active out there. They've got a 14-8 lead. A one-minute timeout is called. We're broadcasting live from radio.dominican.edu. It's the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Thank you for tuning in, accessing the stream. Of course, be here for every volleyball game, basketball game. We're going to have a great season of DU athletics ahead of us. And Dominican's looking very good so far. As far as William Jessup is concerned, they lost to Holy Names the other night, and about a week ago, last Friday, lost to Pacific Union, and Dominican's looking up to pick up more momentum early on in this season. A 6-point advantage here as we resume play very shortly. Live from Conlon Center. Again, DHX Stuart Horn, thanks for being with us tonight. Great to have you, as always. And here is number 15, Marin Dermody. Puts up a serve, a running one-hander powerfully over the net. William Jessup will get to it, though. Nice English by number 8. That was quite nice. Went up with the one hand, and instead of driving it home with the power stroke, she kind of put some spin on it with the side of her hand. Very nicely done. And there is a point for William Jessup. Service ace in the left sideline. Very nicely done. Substitution, sitting down for Dominican, Crystal Davis, and into the game, Zoe Bagla. And we need to get retaped here. Falling all over the place. Zoe Bagless spikes and it's too hard, out of bounds. Listen to the sights and sounds of the game for just one moment. And back here, Dominican returns. Another point scored this time for William Jessup. Bring you up to date here. The score is 18-10. We were in the first game of the best of five. The substitution into the game. Back into the game for William Jessup, number six, replacing number five. She sat on the bench for about 2 minutes. Looks like she's refreshed now. Had to tighten up the pad. She's back in the game, ready to serve it off.
Back on the broadcast, number two. That's me. All right, DHX, this is going pretty good. I found out, though, that that our network is being worked on tonight, so that is why this is available only on download.
Oh, okay.
Ooh! One of the Warriors got in the way there, DHX. That's number four. That's Becky Mogul. She's had a sack, though. She's a six-footer, and the Penguins hit one very long, very flat. It was going to be out of bounds, but Mogul jumped in the way of it accidentally.
Yeah.
Here comes a libero player. That's number two. And that is Tracy Malone, the freshman, wearing the white jersey, of course, for the Penguins. Rose Chavez wearing the black jersey, indicating that she is the libero player for the Mighty DUs. I see Mary Crocker back there. She's working one of the lines.
Sure is.
Crocker's a sophomore, 6'4" sophomore, going to be playing on the women's volleyball team this year under head coach Brett Mitchell. He's in the house. Ooh, now the Penguins with a two-touch, or no, she hit the net.
Wow, Mary Crocker's coming in big then. Going to be on the volleyball team, going to have to play basketball later.
No, she's not playing volleyball.
Oh, I thought you...
No, she's back there on the back line there. Oh, I think Allie Pence just saved it, did the Warriors a favor, but cross-court for Dominican. That was a nice little left-handed one out of Bagala.
Yeah, Zoe's got skills, definitely. She's taking her presence early on in this one.
Bagala in her second year under head coach Roger Goodwin. You know, the Penguins, I don't want to jinx anything. Oh, brother. The Warriors all jumped out of the way waiting for each other to take that sky-high rocket, but at the last instant, nobody decided to take it. Penguins with the point, 21-12, game one. Best 3 of 5. Sorry, DHX.
Oh, no problem. It's got to be frustrating when you go to the floor for those rug burns and still don't come up with a return point.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's a killer. It's kind of a double whammy. You get the rug burn and the... And the no-pointer.
Yes.
There's Bagala with another kill from the right corner.
Dominican's looking good so far, 22-12, very nice.
You know, just like last year, Bagala in her first year then, now in her second year, the sophomore, Bagala, a lefty DHX, and that kind of screws up the defense on most of the teams around the CalPAC. We saw that last year.
You're not really used to seeing it come from that angle when it's coming at you. You think it's going one way, but she's got that other hand.
Yeah.
Send it right the other direction.
If she shakes that right hand, it deeks you twice in one play, too.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay, Warriors now with a nice bump and a nice set off the top of the tape. Penguins waiting for it. Pence, beautifully. Bagala, cross court. Bagala's getting worked tonight, and the Warriors are getting worked.
Wow, she's definitely made improvements because that was a shot that we've seen last year. It seems like she's got it down this year. Wow.
Chavez with a big overhand serve, about 400 miles an hour, maybe more. Oh, Warriors again with a communication problem. You know, on their website, DHX, the Warriors only list 7. They brought in 11, though, tonight. And by the way, they are coached, as Roger Goodwin calls a full timeout. No, he doesn't, just a quickie. The Warriors are coached by Steve Neptune, his second year, and Jessica Pistol in her first year.
Laurel Grant comes in to sit Allie for a few minutes.
All right, Pence to the bench. Pence in her second year. Penguins very deep this year. 6 on the court, 7 aside. Oh, brother. That serve, by the Penguins, looked like it was going to be too much, and the Warriors with the best save of the night.
Most definitely. That was a 30-foot run.
That was. Oh, and Rose Chavez chases it out of bounds, puts her hands over the head at the last second. She was thinking about bumping that one. It was just a little bit deep, and the Penguins with the point, 26-12. Game one, best of five. CalPAC opening night, by the way, fans. Tonight is the night. Penguins with a big, long preseason.
And a nice-sized crowd out to witness this one.
Yeah, huh. Not sure what happened there. Chavez with a foot fault. I think Chavez hit the line on the serve. Chavez is barking at the coach and the referees. She's getting everybody into it. Chavez didn't like it. She's still barking at him.
Not happy.
No, not happy at all. And when Chavez isn't happy, neither are the broadcasters. This service is very long. Okay, now Chavez is happy again because the Warriors paid back the favor as Wagner, Amanda Wagner, comes in her second year under head coach Roger Goodwin. As who just left?
Going to give Zoe a break.
Okay, Bagala's out. I know somebody had to leave. You can't bring in one and not have one leave. Oh, a cross-court killer.
Very nice.
By the Warriors, number seven. That was a little deep. That's Lauren Galindo.
Oh, that was it was close. Surprised they called that one out.
Galindo is a senior at 5'9". Not a sack, though. That's up by DHX, part of the world.
It
kinda.
Is. Yeah, it's almost in the 209. It's close. Not too far away.
All right.
Nearest airport. For sure. When you need to get away from the 209, that's the quickest way out.
All right, then. Here's Amanda Wagner with a big running overhead serve with a ton of topspin.
Ow.
Ooh, boy, that one was topspinning down like a forehand volley from Bjorn Borg.
Exactly. That's
you
what
remember
I was
him,
thinking.
DHX?
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
Okay, Penguins with game one. That's 30-13. Best of five.
Nicely played first game by the Penguins.
Yeah, very good. Both teams now switching sides, as is the case.
So I think we should switch sides too then.
You want to switch microphones? Yeah. We could do that.
You know.
Except I almost fell off last time and killed myself. I'd rather not.
Yeah, maybe it's best to stay stationary
yeah,
here. We're not as agile as players.
Somebody better lock me down. Okay, let's see here. Hey, check this out. Hopefully you can hear this. Wait a minute. I want to make sure this is not too loud before I do this because we've got some interesting stuff here, DHX. Check this out, man. We're all the way live, Conlon Center.
Radio.Dominican.edu.
Radio.
Radio.Dominican.edu.
All right, there you go. Hey, what
Very
do you
nice.
Think of that one?
I like it.
Thanks, man.
It's good. It works.
Got the little old-time DU radio thing going on there.
Cool. And, I like it.
So you got Stuart Horn and DHX with you live from the Conlon Center tonight as the Penguins are opening up their conference games. To talk loudly over this, DHX. There we go. Okay, I got it now. There we go.
Get a handle.
In between games, DHX, Stuart Horn, live, Conlon Center Radio, .Dominican.edu. A very packed house tonight for considering it's opening night of conference volleyball. Now, it's not the opening night of volleyball totally, as the Penguins have had a long run in the preseason. But, in fact, they just finished the tournament down south. DHX, where they were 1-3. They played in the Holy Names tournament in the preseason. Of course, we saw them here a couple weeks ago as they had a little scrimmage against Cal State Stanislaus with 1 minute to go until game two. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. And on opening night, wouldn't you know it, the IT department here on campus is doing a little work. And so this is available through download only. Our apologies, but put it this way, fans. It's going to be worth the wait. Penguins up 30-13. One love, DHX.
Absolutely.
Game so far. And we are about ready to go with game two. Whenever you say. DHX making the call on radio.dominican.edu. Check this out. I got to hit you up again. Oh, wait a minute. I thought I had that thing all the way up. I was really going to impress you.
You're going to hit a double whammy there.
Okay, here we go.
Radio.
That's right.
.Dominican.edu.
DHX.Dominican.edu.
Right.
Here we go, fans. Warriors going to take the side out from the southern end of the Conlon Center, a virtually packed house. Penguins over to our right. We are courtside at the 50-yard line. B. Dave in the house. And here is DHX.
Here we go, getting it started for the second game. Best of five, and Penguins in their first game looking as good as I've seen them this year. Very nice presentation. Finished it off 30-13 in that first game. Looking very solid, not faltering, communicating very well out there. They keep that up. I think they're going to have a very, very good chance this evening, come away with a victory.
30-13 in the first game. That's pretty strong.
That's pretty decisive.
Yeah.
Very nicely done. Melissa White about to serve it off. The freshman, 5'3". From William Jessup University, the Warriors going to look to bounce back from this one. Dominican's got to not let up the energy they've brought in the first game if they want to continue on this one. Maybe they can finish this one up in a short one, get home on a Friday night, go to Denny's or something. Here we go. Served over to Dominican, the return, Christy Roberts. It's deflected. William Jessup controls back over the net and blocked. Very nicely done. My number 40, Gabrielle Picor from Sonoma, California.
That was a good move by Roberts, the 5'11 sophomore. She's out of Guerneville, communications major.
She is. She is. And an RA on my floor, so I better not say anything too bad here. Here we go. Dominican's return. Roberts up on the fake. It's over to Picor. Ooh, a diving out there for the Warriors. It's return. Nice effort there. Here's the set. And back to William Jessup. The spike over the net, not blocked, dove by McCour. Very nice effort, and she's up again on her feet. Send it back over at the Warriors. Ball still in play, long point. That shot is long.
That was very,
very good judgment.
Oh, they called it in.
Oh, a questionable call. Rose thought it was out, so she ducked, let the ball fall out of bounds, and they're going to call it in. William Jessup's point. They lead 2-0 early on.
Ouch.
And the serve by White over the net to Dominican. Set up for Roberts, a short tap, and return.
Soft little dink there by Roberts. Almost had the Warriors off balance, but they fielded it pretty cleanly. Now the Penguins into the net.
Absolutely. Picor was set up for there, and she just shit it right into the net. So, unfortunately, we're going to stay William Jessup's possession. Melissa White off the little jump-up serve. Here's Roberts again. It's blocked, but the ball doesn't return over the net, so here comes Jessup.
Roberts,
long shot into the net.
Roberts with a big-time save there for the mighty Penguins. And into the net go the Warriors after they had it come right back at them. Now it's a timeout call by the head coach, Steve Neptune. And you're listening to
radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu.
That's right. Stuart Horn, DHX, with you live from the Conlin Center. We're on the Eastern Wall. Well, we're close to the Eastern Wall. We're actually at the bottom of it. Right below all of those CalPAC championship banners, DHX. Perhaps this year would be a good year to put up another one for volleyball.
Yeah, hopefully. Add a couple more this year. That would be nice.
Brandon Davis is in the house, ladies and gentlemen, as usual. Although some people would have argued with that at the start. Want to talk to Marcus Daniels over there. He's on the western side of the Conlin Center. He's going to know something about this technical issue where IT is working on the network tonight. How dare they, in the middle of the opening night of CalPAC
volleyball. Yeah, don't they
volleyball.
Know? Come
really.
On.
I mean, this is the Penguins' year, at least. So that's what they say.
Exactly.
We're back underway, fans. Penguins serve. And here is DHX with the play-by-play.
Christy Roberts served that one up, and Dominican sends it back over the net at William Jessup. Set up. And the one-hand return, that's out of bounds. She went to palm it and didn't have a whole lot of control on that one, so Christy Roberts going to get the serve once again.
That was Tiffany Friesen. And, yeah, she came up. That one just shanked off the right side of her hand a little bit.
I guess she's got to warm up because she is freezing.
Oh,
and here
brother.
Comes William Jessup again out of bounds. Another point for DU. Ties it up now. 3-3, I
believe. DHX, that was very cold of you.
Thank you. Yes. And here's Christy with the one-hander. Jessup sets up for the spike. Very nice. Tried to get it softly in there, but Christy knew what was going on.
Oh, brother.
Oh, Picora at the net.
Oh, Picora.
Tough. Point there into
that
the
was.
Net again. She's got to get that aim up just a little bit.
I like that short set by the Warriors. That was crafty.
Yeah, I like that too. Very nice.
That's only I like it because the Penguins are up 111 games. If they were down 111 games, I would have hated that.
Right.
Speaking of short set.
Oh, very nicely done there by number 3, Bridget Gangler, the junior, 5'11. Nice play there. Just soft right at William Jessup. They weren't able to get it.
Gangler made a name for herself last year around the league, and this year she's just a crafty veteran up there. So much confidence. Speaking of confidence, here's Wells. Serves it right out of bounds. Wells was way behind the what was that sound you just made there?
Tape.
Oh, yeah, that's tape. Okay. I didn't know what was going on over there.
Yeah.
DHX is capable of anything. 5-4, Penguins trailing now. Here comes the side out by Ashley Johansson. She's a 5'9 senior out of, it says San Joe, but I got to believe that's San Jose because I don't know of a San Joe.
I don't either. But there are a lot of small towns, you know. Maybe there is a San Joe.
Could be. I know there's San DHX.
Yeah, it's a few people know of that one. But
yeah, that's just a population of one.
Pretty much.
6'5", Penguins are trailing now.
Nice general store, though, from what I remember.
Jen Check, the sophomore. She's going to serve now for the William Jessup Warriors. And this one goes up into the fifth row, the grandstands, and the Penguins can't handle it.
No. And William Jessup definitely coming out with a better effort in this second game. 7-5 they lead.
Yeah, you're not kidding. After 30-13 in the first game, Amanda Dealey knocked that one out for the Penguins. I hate to bring her name into the defensive mistake. There's a nice back set by Wells. Now the Penguins jam it over to Pagala with a lefty. She kills it over and off balance into the net. That's Jen Check. Check just served it a minute ago. And now Check that one into the net. 7-6. Here come the Penguins. You just don't want to have the Penguins on, you know, the steamroller coming up the back of your legs. Penguins are very, very tough.
Absolutely.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, Mandadili goes to the bench. Roberts back in.
Gangler with the serve. I didn't even hear what I said there. What did you say?
I'm not sure. I was listening to you.
Here's Gangler. She's serving again. It's 7-Up, fans. And by the way, 7-Up's one of our sponsors. In fact, DHX is drinking one right now. In fact, he's drinking two. He's double-fisting it tonight. 8-7 DU's on top of the first time in game two. Gangler with another serve. This will be her third in a row. Let's see if Gangler can serve all the way out to 30. That might be some sort of a CalPAC record should she do that. Gangler now in the back row after the Warriors bump it nicely. Penguins have it. Oh, a double hit, and it's out of play. And the Penguins with the point there. Here comes Gangler for another serve. 8. Now it's 9-7, although it hasn't come up on the board yet. There it goes. 9-7. That is the approximate height of DHX.
Few people know that. They can't really see that on the radio.
Well, when he wears heels. Oh, this one now falls back on the side of the Warriors and the Penguins with another point. What is this? Going to be 5 or 6 in a row now.
Definitely got a good rally going.
Gangler has such a smooth service move. She spins it in the hand, takes one quick look. Now she overhands it. Boy, oh boy, does she pound that thing. And that one almost hit DHX as it comes flying out of bounds.
You know, I'd love to give her credit for that, but she got that from me. She never gives me the credit for it, but I don't really give her the time to say it, but definitely she'll tell you. I gave her that serve.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You taught her that one? Melissa White dove for the Warriors out of bounds on that one. Gangler to serve again. Oh, and now a nice block up there by Allie Pence. She went up and just sort of deked number 12, Melissa White. 2 points in a row. White ends up on her knees. 12-7 Penguins. It was 7-5 a minute ago, wasn't it, DHX?
Sure was, and after that slow start, they're really going now.
Boy, Gangler must be getting tired there serving all these balls in a row. I bet her shoulder hurts. Okay, the back row, now the Warriors have it after a nice little block by the Penguins. Wells with a nice set, and now Pagala with a two-touch, and there are the Warriors with a point, 12-8. And that broke the run of Gangler who comes out as Rose Chavez comes back in for Roger Goodwin and the mighty Penguins.
And that was a good run there by Dominican. I bet William Jess was just glad they got that break on that little penalty there. So here they come with the serve. Over the net, Allie sets it up to Pecora. Pecora back to Allie Pence.
Ooh.
A short set over the net. Here comes Jessup. Powerful shot all the way to almost to the baseline of the basketball court.
That was Ashley Johansson. She's a 5'9 senior who's out of San Joe. That's off their website, DHX. I got to believe it's San Jose. But for tonight, it's just San Joe, J-O-E. How else would you pronounce that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, the Penguins with the first unforced error of the night on an overhand serve by the senior and the veteran, Crystal Davis. She's a psych major out of Big Creek, California. That's right by DHX, California. 13-8. Penguins on top. I don't want the Penguins to get too comfortable here, though. Oh, a nice crossing pattern.
Very nice.
By the Penguins with an overhead out of Christy Roberts, the sophomore. 5'11", though. That makes it nice.
Very, very nice.
You think Roberts is 5'11"? I think that might be stretching it about 4 or 5 inches.
It could be, yeah. You know, she's a friend of mine, so I think I might be a couple inches taller, so that might be a little bit much, yeah.
You know, Brandon Davis is the guy who puts these things together. I don't think he measures too well.
He's kind of far off, like using a telescope when he's trying to estimate, maybe. I don't know.
He used to list J.J. Myatt at 6'8", too, but Myatt was really only 6'3". 15-8. Penguins on top, halfway through on game number 2. Penguins up 1-0 tonight in the opening night of conference volleyball. Stuart Horn and DHX live.
Jessup's a little out of control of that one. Another one out of bounds. They're either long or they're wide. Can't seem to find the court yet.
You know, Brandon Davis is mouthing something to us back here, but I have the headphones on and I can't hear him, which is generally a better scenario. Now the Penguins with the service point. Warriors back with it nicely. Penguins now on offense. Oh, and a big slam. And the killer by Pecora, the freshman out of Sonoma. She's a 5'10".
Maybe a little fire after those net shots. She made that one. Sure, that one counted for sure.
Now, Pecora's listed at 5'10". Robert's at 5'11". But Pecora's standing right next to her. She's at least 3 inches taller.
Sure is.
We better talk to somebody about that, I guess. But as long as the Penguins keep winning, I guess it really doesn't matter. 18-8. And the Penguins are on top in game two. They trailed 7-5 early on. But then they got on a good run there as Allie Pence serves this one into the net for the Penguins' second unforced service error. By the way, fans, Jenna Fussell not playing tonight. She has strep throat. And Jesse Mazza, the head trainer here, refused to clear her to be on the court. She was suited up, but she didn't warm up. And nor will she play tonight or tomorrow night. Tomorrow night being our next live broadcast here from the Conlin Center. Penguins now on offense. Pecora across the middle with another killer. And the Penguins win the point, as indicated by the judge number two. Of course, judge one, he's up there at the top of the ladder.
Sure is.
Yeah, he's got the whistle in his mouth. And the Penguins have been cleared for takeoff. They serve. And now a big slam by the Warriors into the back right corner and a nice spike put down. By the Warriors, number four, that is Becky Mogul. And the Penguins now serve, bring in...
Amanda Dealey comes in.
In place of Roberts.
Yeah.
All right. 19-11. Penguins on top. And Allie Pence fields the diving serve. Pence now after the bump. She puts it back over. Warriors have it. Warriors with a big jump. Nicely. Dealey, she's got it. Nice set by Wells. Here's Pence. What is going on with Pence? I haven't seen Pence hit this many poor shots in a single game ever.
Looking a little bit shaky there.
Yeah, I mean, it is opening night, but they've had a pretty extensive preseason. Pence, one of the stars on the team. Oh, brother. Pecora with another cross-court killer, DHX.
She's definitely feeling it tonight. That one, another one from the left side of the court to the right. And just perfectly, almost on the line. Untouchable. Very nice.
That was very exciting. It makes me want to throw one of these at you.
Radio. Dominican.edu.
That's right, and here is Ashley Wells with the serve. Wells, the senior, one of the finest players in the Cal Pack, bar none. I'm not just saying it because I'm a Penguin either. And the Warriors with a nice little cross-court spike, actually from the right side to the deep right corner. That was Ashley Johansson, the senior from San Joe. She serves it out there, 2013. She didn't serve it. She spiked it there. The Penguins let it go, and unfortunately it was in. And here is the senior from San Joe to serve, and the Penguins knock one into the middle, right into the middle row. And it's a campfire there, DHX. Everybody sat around the campfire. The ball fell right into the middle on the Warriors' side. And now the Penguins to serve. This is Pecora. Pecora's getting a lot of air time tonight, or
definitely
download time, I should say.
Yeah, most definitely.
Oh, brother, what a powerful serve. Pecora. Holy cow. Wagner with a big killer there, but somehow the Warriors kept it in. And then pounding it out of bounds is Becky Mogul, the six-footer.
Another ball going long for the Warriors.
22-13, and this is game number two. And fans, if you miss this game, and I bet most of you will, you can download it always within 24 hours. By the way, our next broadcast will be September 16th as the Penguins take on Simpson University. Those are the Red Hawks coming down. Now, DHX, I have a little trivia question for you, as Brandon Davis is mouthing something again to us.
Yeah, again.
But he doesn't realize we can't hear him.
No, definitely doesn't.
So whenever Brandon looks at us and starts talking, just look away.
Okay.
Maybe then he'll get the idea that we can't hear a word he's saying.
I think that's best. In general.
Here's Gangler wearing number three. She's back there. Gangler with the big run that really made the difference in this game. Gangler, she had about an 8 or 9 service winning streak for the Penguins. Oh, and there's one as that one came up right on the shoulders of Ashley Johansson. She sort of missed it. It came off her chin.
It sure did.
That one hurts from here.
Yeah. That wound up set my orthodontics schedule back a little bit.
Well, Johansson, her teeth are okay there. But, oh, brother. Now Pence. Oh, and they give the point to the Warriors as Pence crossed the line. Pence got up about 3 feet, a 39-inch. That's more than 3 feet, a 39-inch vertical move. Pence puts it straight down into the front row of the Warriors, and the Penguin fans hate it.
That's tough. That was an incredible play.
That one was a spike and a half. I think there might be a dent in the hardwood floor of the Conlin Center. Now Pence picks up the bump, and Pence just softly over the top now. And the Warriors back on offense. Kind of a poor set, and the Penguins soft it back with a dink by Amanda Wagner. She dinks it back into the front row. The Penguins with the point. 25-15, we are in game two. Best of five, fans. Penguins up one love in this game. And the Warriors now subbing in Tiffany Friesen. She's back in there. Friesen, the junior. She's out of Salem, Oregon at 5'8".
Very nice. The Penguins bench exploded after that last point, after that bad call. Definitely enjoyed that one. Here comes William Jessup again. Oh, a soft play right in the middle of the court. Barely saved with a fist on the ground. Penguins recover it. Score it very nicely.
That was a beautiful point. That was a pancake by Rose Chavez. She dove, put the palm down, and just bounced off the back of her hand as Wells comes out. She's being subbed for by 45. And DHX 45 for the Penguins is not listed on the roster tonight. 45. Want to thank Brandon Davis for the rosters tonight. 45 not being listed, however.
He's loving this. Oh, boy. Here we go. Penguin serve. Amanda Wagner powerful to the left side. Deep and back. William Jessup comes out. A right-hander into the net. Point goes to the Penguins. That'll be 27-28-15. Two more points away from two-game lead for Dominican.
And that number 45 is Jackie Woodall, the younger sister of Jessica Woodall, one of the finest volleyball players in DU history, no question about it. Jessica Woodall graduated last year. The outside hitter was Woodall. She was a force in the Cal Pack, and now her little sister's out there on the court representing the family. Number 45, that is Jackie Woodall, fans. 29-15, game point. And Amanda Wagner with the big serve. Oh, Wagner with such a brutal serve. Just working it tonight, too.
Oh.
Pence into the net. She hit the tape, rolls it down. And we're going to keep this one alive for another second. Now, why do you think the head coach for the Warriors has his backpack on already, DHX? This is only the end of game two.
I don't know. I saw him packing that up as soon as the Penguins were closing out the first game. I don't know if that's a good sign. Not a lot of faith. Not the right message to your team. But
well, they are going to be switching sides should the Penguins hold on and win this one and eke it out. Uh-oh. And now the Warriors just gave the Penguins that second game as they middle setter. That she just set a nice forward set in the – And the Warriors, there were nobody there to take it, 30-16 games two. So in game one, the Penguins won by a score of 32-13. Game two, 32-16. And we're going now to game three with DHX, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. That's right, fans. Stuart Horn, DHX. Brandon Davis is in the house, and he's got on his Lady Penguins T-shirt. He's kind of – DHX is – that Brandon Davis, he's kind of – avant-garde, isn't he? Just kind of going a different direction.
Well, now that he's actually looking at me, I'm a little afraid. Got to reserve my comment now.
All right, 2.5 minutes, fans. And DHX and I will be back in just a second with game three. Let's see what we have here. See if we have any. Well, you want to stay on and talk about the team a little bit? I guess we could talk about tomorrow night where we're here. Let's see. Let me give you a little something funky for you.
Well,
you know,
as they listen to this, it's already tomorrow night. Potentially. They're downloading it tomorrow.
You know, that's a good point.
Maybe they can text us, like, the lotto numbers for today. Somehow. We'll find a loop, maybe?
It's like when Superman flies around the world and makes the world spin the opposite direction. The Earth, that is. And we go back in time.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Because this is available through download only. Although I hate to say, fans, it is opening night. And I know Marin Dermody's folks are listening. Well, among hundreds around the CalPAC, without question. But tonight they're working, the IT department, I find out, is working on the network. So, unfortunately, tonight's broadcast is download only. But, I mean, how bad is that?
Hey, it's pretty sweet.
When you think about it, that's only one night lost from the time you get this recording for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, so, I mean, you wait one day, we'll give it to you for one lifetime.
That's right. One extra day for a full lifetime worth of DHX and the Dominican volleyball team, who are currently up 2-0 in games. Best of five, fans. Currently 20-8 p.m. on the West Coast in California from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and DHX brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California, where we are under the direction of
Professor Melba Beals.
Melba Beals, that's right. She is at the helm of the good ship DU Radio. 35 seconds to go. And the Penguins looking to take this one away with a clean sweep over the Warriors. They're out of Rockland, California, DHX. And by the way, Rockland fans is about as far north, it's actually northeast of Sacramento.
Sure is.
As is DHX hometown, which is what?
Lodi, California?
That'd be Lodi, California. About the same distance from Sacramento south, though.
Yeah.
South down the 99. Don't go 5 on him. Wait a minute. Are you 99 or 5?
5 usually.
Okay.
I don't know the 99 too well.
All right.
I'll end up lost somewhere out in those fields.
He knows the 209 very well, though, fans.
That's right.
And both teams have switched sides. They are back to the side that they began tonight on. And the Penguins now send out their 6, including Rose Chavez, who's about to... what's the deal there? Rose Chavez is standing outside, and I guess you got to start the game with Chavez there. Amanda Wagner's going to serve for the Penguins on the side out as the Penguins lead by a score of 2-0. And now the referees... Hold on now. The referees are not ready to go. There's the one up on top of the ladder. I think they use that ladder for painting the walls after the... game is over. Okay, here goes Amanda Wagner, the veteran. Oh, do you see the topspin on Wagner's serve? Oh, man.
Almost wasn't able to be returned.
Yeah, she's really killing it. And there's another killer by Marin Dermody, who drifts over to the right. And if you've been here to the Conlin Center, Roger Goodwin calls a timeout. After 1 point, fans, 1-0.
Ouch.
Goodwin very concerned here in game 3. After just 1 point, DHX, what could he possibly be saying to the ladies now after... After just 1 point, the Penguins' Marin Dermody puts one down so hard, I think he may have hurt one of the Warriors. She, excuse me. Not Roger.
I can be sure, though, what he's saying right now I wouldn't want to hear as a player. Because, I mean, as you said, he had his backpack packed up to switch sides before the end of the match. What kind of faith is that your team was going to come back?
Well, no, I was talking about Roger Goodwin.
Oh.
The head coach, though, who had his backpack packed up was Steve Neptune in his second year. Of course, Jessica Pistol. And I see her over there. She's waving the arms around. She is quite a pistol now that you mention it. 1-0. The Penguins on top. And we are here in game number 3, fans. Penguins on top by a score of 2-0. Here's Amanda Wagner and DHX on the play-by-play.
Wagner, strong serve. That's an ace. She barely got a touch on it, but wasn't able to get it returned to any of her teammates. Wagner, you say it. I mean, she gets way up there. She's just jumps forward and up and gets a lot of power behind this serve. Here comes, smack, right over the net. And here comes William Jessup. Hand on it this time.
Oh,
into the net. That's no double tap there?
Nope.
All right. Okay, interesting.
Came off the block.
Gotcha.
It just happened so quickly.
Okay. Very nice. Well, William Jessup unable to return. Dominican's point. 3-0 here.
They were going for the short set there, and it was a little too short. It was below the tape.
And this could be a short matchup today if Dominican continues the way they're starting here. Wagner, another strong serve. Penguins block the return. Jessup trying to mount another attack into the net. Penguins lead 4-0. Wagner goes back to the baseline again.
Wagner has not even come close to missing one. That may be the kiss of death, but she's just so... It's just such a... There's a lot of movement in this serve, but boy, does the ball bite going over the net.
Sure does.
Look,
it sure has
that.
A lot of spin. Look. On it. That's tough to get your arms around. Wagner returns. Here comes DU over to the side, and it's touched by the Warriors, and they get it back. Wagner falls to the floor to her teammate over the net. Here comes William Jessup, unable to be blocked. The Penguins come back. Front line shoves it to the middle of the court. Ball still in play. Here come the Warriors now. A right-hand palm shot back to Dominican's left front line.
Oh!
All the way deep. Rosa gets an arm on it, but it's out of bounds. And that's your first point for the third game for William Jessup.
I think that's the first time Chavez has hit the floor tonight. This might be a record. She went all the way to game 3 before she rolled over her own shoulder.
Service. Here comes Dominican. Wagner. Wow, she has such a strong forehand. And she drives that one home, 5-1 DU. She has a lot of power, and along with that, the English on the ball. That's tough to return.
She did put a little English on that ball. 5-1 DU. Here's Dealey.
Dealey with the serve. The spike coming is blocked by Dominican. They're going to have to get a better one over than that. The Warriors get this one through just over the front line of Dominicans for the .52. Here comes the side out. Number four is about to serve. That's Becky Mogul. She's a senior out of Sacramento, California, where the Kings Arena deal is a big deal right now. Here comes the Penguins. Oh, Marin puts it home very nicely. Number 15, Marin Germany. That was good, to say the least. She's in the front line on the right side, and she sends it cross-court. That's their third or fourth power shot this year. Very nicely done. Here comes Marin Germany with the serve. And look at this. William Jessup shouting out, it's out, it's out, don't touch it. It was in, and it's an ace. Marin Germany's going to come back to the baseline once again. 7-2 lead in this third game for Dominican. Tell you what, they might be able to close them out tonight in three games. So thanks for listening, downloading the stream tonight. And this one Germany puts into the net. William Jessup's going to have another shot at this one. They don't want to let this game get out of hand. They let this game out of hand. This game, as a matchup, is going to be over very quickly. Substitution for William Jessup into the game now. Number 6, Christian Kidd, replacing number 5, Ashley Johansson. Johansson again from San Joe, California. Here comes Kidd now. She's a freshman, but as I understand, as she serves this one out of bounds, she's got a big impact on this William Jessup Warriors team. The Penguins get the point, and the score now is updated to 8-3. With your service for Dominican is number 45, Woodall. Very nice serve to the back line of William Jessup. Oh, miscommunication once again. Just absolutely killing team tonight. Jedchek bumps the ball up, looking for a partner. Everyone's staring around it. Everyone's just sitting around, staring at it, saying, is anyone going to grab that? No, I guess not. Here comes Dominican now. Another service hit by Rose Chavez. Rose. And now it's backed over Amanda Wagner. It's deflected. This point's going to go to the Penguins because the deflection was out of bounds.
Maybe tomorrow night.
Woodall again is going to serve it from the back line. Right to the middle of the court. Check goes to the floor. Jessup trying to return the ball now into the net. Penguins score again. 11-3. Dominican University of California win. Leading this one, 11-3. Don't forget, fans, tomorrow night, heading off against Simpson University. Here's the return. Oh, William Jessup, very nice shot this time. Again, Jen Check sends it. We're unable to return the ball. And here comes the side out for the Warriors. Check now is going to serve.
Check, 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 check. Okay, my mic's working.
And
Check. Who's serving?
Check is serving.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Oh, okay. Here's the serve here. Woodall sets it up. Sanders jumping. No, it's...
Oh! The bump came off the pancake right into the eye of number 8. Jen Check came running in. Oh, no. Check's down. Check is down. Where's Jesse Mazza? Jesse Mazza, the head trainer here at DU. Check is lying on the floor, fans. Check is she out cold? Boy, no, she's moving
a little bit, but
not much. So what happened there was the Penguins spiked one down. Diving for it was Becky Mogul. Mogul, it came off the right hand, and it hit Check right in the left orbital. And Check is down on the ground. She is holding her head.
Yeah,
Jesse Mazza, the head trainer for the DUs, is out there. He's got Coach Neptune behind him and all of the Warriors players standing around. Oh, Check is holding her head, but she's speaking to Jesse Mazza, although she's kicking her feet a little bit. I think we might see an ice pack out there on the floor. Seems like one may be in order here very shortly.
And silence falls to the crowd as everyone, you know, wanting her to be okay, checking on her at the moment. She's still on the ground now, on her back, being checked out by the trainers.
And let's talk to the trainer here. What do you got there? Is that like the here comes the frozen ice pack, fans, that when it gets oxygen or air against it, it starts to cool off very quickly, and Check is going to get the first ice pack of the season. So let's hope Check is okay and that we can celebrate this moment as a momentous occasion. 12-4, the Penguins on top, and Check is out on the floor. She's going to take an ice pack on that, what is it, her left eye, DHX? I think that's where it hit her.
I think she's holding the right side of her face.
Boy, she got just smoked as the ball came up off the hands of Becky Mogul. Mogul dove for it. It was a valiant effort, but also Check was diving for it. Both ladies, the ball just came off of Mogul at 100 miles an hour, perhaps faster, and hit Check right in the forehead, Or her, she's holding her right eye, and that's where they are putting the ice pack.
Ooh, she is not having
fun
right now.
She's still down on the court, DHX. This is
she really took a shot.
Yeah, she did.
Absolutely did.
Head coach Brett Mitchell's in the house. For those of you who are wondering, the Penguins on top by 8 points in game number three. Talking about a big-time season for the Lady Penguins this year as they'll get underway in early November. Ladies basketball team, of course, we're talking about. We are in game three of opening night of CalPAC volleyball. The Penguins taking on the Warriors from William Jessup University. And for the Warriors, Jen Check, the sophomore. She's a right side hitter. She is still down in the back area, the back line of the court. The Warriors have several players standing around her. Check, I think, is okay as they're just icing it. I'm not sure, though. ...12-4, Penguins on top. And while Check is being attended to by Jesse Mazza, it's a good opportunity to recognize the sponsors of DU Athletics fans. Check looks, she's moving her hands now. She's looking a little bit better out there, but it's going to be a second till they bring her up off the court. U.S. Bank Corp. Oliver Allen Technology Leasing, Coldwell Banker for residential brokerage. 7-Up, as mentioned earlier, DHX double fisting tonight. His 7-Up's very nervous in this CalPAC opening night game. The Marin Independent Journal, your daily copy. Only 25 cents, I think. Weekends 50. Something like that. Enterprise Rent-A-Car, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, 42 fine merchants down at Montecito Plaza, T&B Sports in San Rafael and Santa Rosa since 1946, the year DHX was born. Bon Appetit, U.S. Trust. Salute, I see. They have actually Salute and Marina Bay in Richmond. There's no Salute, though it's listed here in San Rafael anymore. Burned down. When did that? A couple years ago. Was that before you were even here? They were third in Lincoln. That was a big-time hangout for DU post-over-21 fans down there at Salute 3rd and Lincoln, but no longer. It's just an empty lot now. That was a five-star restaurant burned to the ground. But the one over in Marina Bay, that's sweet, 24-hour fitness in Marin, orthopedics and sports medicine. We're also brought to you by Brandon Davis. Look good and play good. I don't know about that. What about the grammar on his shirt? Look good and play good? Look good and play good? We might have to get Brandon Davis on the air one of these days.
But yeah. I know that's the motto he's lived off of for his whole life. You know, everything from kindergarten up.
Look good, play good. Yeah.
From that very first day of school with the polo.
I've known Brandon Davis 4 or 5 years now, and he's never once not had perfect hair. So right on, Brandon Davis. It's always with the Ziggy Stardust, tight crop, straight up all around. 12-4, the Penguins. We're still waiting now for Jen Check fans whose palms are still on the back line of the court. So I wonder, DHX, I wonder if we need a report from Jesse Mazza or something. I mean, no, Check is, she's out there. She's indicating that she's okay, but they haven't moved her. She really got smoked by that ball. And unless the ball is moving 100 miles an hour, you wouldn't think it could inflict such damage. But at that speed, coming off of the hands of her teammate, it's like a brick.
I know, you put something like that in the right place and that could really do a number to you, as we're watching right now.
Or the wrong place, as the case may be. You are listening to, what are they listening to, DHX?
radio.dominican.edu. I'm sure there might be a jingle that I heard there's going around. I don't know if you have anything on that.
Well, what do you mean by going around? I hesitate to use that too loosely, but It usually goes like this.
DU Radio. Radio.dominican.edu.
Now the crowd comes alive as Jen Check comes up. Check holding the ice pack against the right side of her head. I don't know if Check got hit by the ball on the left side and then ended up hitting her head on the ground. Check, it looks like, might have a fat lip. Oh, Check's nose looks swollen. Her lip is swollen. Check is looking in very bad shape. And Jesse Mazza is tending to her. We'll keep an eye on Check as this game goes on. Coach Neptune over to the scorer's table to sub in one of his players along with Coach Pistol. 12-4. The Penguins are on top. Check is over on the bench. She's being tended to by head trainer Jesse Mazza. And you are listening to
Radio
with DHX.
Dominican.edu.
And here come the Penguins now with the side out. This is Laurel Grande. She's out of Aptos. She's a freshman, the first we've heard of Grande. And with her first serve on the air, Grande serves it beautifully. DHX.
Oh, shot long there for Dominican number 11. That's Crystal Davis. Shot that one just 3 or 4 inches shy of the baseline, a little too far. So William Jessup's going to have the side out. Your score, 12-5. Good to see Check on the baseline, even though she doesn't look like she's in great condition. At least she was able to get up off the floor after a long, long stay there on the hardwood. Here comes Amanda Wagner. It's deflected out of bounds by William Jessup. Point goes to the Penguins.
Boy, the Wagner got up very high there and just pounds it into the front row of the Warriors. And that, again, was Becky Mogul, who was in that tie-up with Jen Check. Mogul couldn't do anything with it. It shanked off of her left hand, out of play.
And for the first time touching the game this matchup is Darcel Sanders. Serves that one up and scores the point for DU. Very nice serve there by Sanders.
Sanders getting in there for her first bit of airtime this season. Of course, this is the opening night of conference volleyball from the Conlin Center. Darcel Sanders will serve again. She's wearing number one. 14-5 DU, and here's DHX.
And here's Sanders. Sanders, two bounces against the ground, and the ball's up in the air. Here we go. With the Warriors, oh, she missed it. That was number four for William Jessup. She went up just for a one-hand tap over the net. Didn't calculate the hang time correctly. She was already on the ground, and the ball's up in the air.
That was like slow motion there as Mogul went up, and the ball just kept rising above her.
Sure was. Sanders serves again. Here comes the Warriors. Strong slice to the back yard. Here comes Marin. Drives it. They're going to call that one out of bounds. Point goes to the Warriors. Score now 15-6 in the third game of the best of three. Best of five. Excuse me.
Yeah. It's going to be best of three, though. Penguins up 15-6. If they can hold on, this is the third game, and the Penguins up 2-0 in tonight's matchup. And Dermody dinks one over into the center row. And every time Dermody goes up, you know, all the opposing players, and rightfully so, they back up expecting a shotgun blast. And then when Dermody dinks one, nobody can change directions fast enough. Here is Wagner, who had a great run on the service earlier with the Penguins side out. Oh, and the ball biting so hard in the air with a topspin. And now the Penguins, oh, and Dealey saves. Tried to save it as Dermody and Dealey kept looking at each other, thinking the other was going to take that one, and the Penguins lose that point, which is very unfortunate as Wagner's been the most effective server tonight for Roger Goodwin. Okay, and what happened there? That was a balk move. Coach Neptune did not go through the proper protocol to bring a player in. Should have alerted the referee. The player came running up against the court. Then it was a balk move on the service point, and that gives the point automatically to the Penguins without the ball ever being served. I believe that's the first time I remember that in 6 years, Danny.
Wow, and we get to go to first base now, right, on the balk? Or?
Well, everybody moves up a base. That's okay. Right. It's a free 90 feet.
Okay, good.
17-7 now. The Penguins Dealey serves.
Here we go. Back at it, the Warriors. Here comes the set. One of the Dominican players goes to the ground. Germany is able to tap it over. Save that one from a point being lost. Oh, and there is the point lost. Very nice rally there this time by the Warriors. Able to be in the right place and return the ball to a spot where we couldn't get it back at them. Dominican lead 17-8. Ball's about to be served again by the Warriors. Substitution.
Our next broadcast, fans, tomorrow night right here at Conlin Center. 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:50 pregame. DHX and I will be with you live. Jenna Fussell will not be playing then either. She's got strep throat, although she is over on the bench. She's smiling. She was speaking well before the game, but Jesse Mazza refused to clear her for play tonight, the senior Fussell, as the Penguins take on the Red Hawks tomorrow night from Simpson University. DHX.
And even without Fussell, Penguins rallying very well to support their fallen teammate, who hopefully will be recovering soon, feeling better. Brandon
Check
Davis.
In tomorrow night's games at 5. So Brandon Davis.
Look, he's all over this.
Yeah, Brandon Davis finally serving us well tonight.
Yeah, he's trying to get in on our broadcast here.
Well, he was kind of going with an ofer there. No, that was me. Window sound there. 18-8 as the Warriors now looks like they're pooping out. They have a very short bench as Coach Neptune staring into the shiny floor of the Conlin Center, looking deep past the floor. Okay, here's Dermody with the big serve. Dermody off balance. Back left corner, Dermody, the veteran. Oh, and into the net. The Penguins are able to force the issue there, and Mogul shoves it into the net. The Penguins at the point. 20-8, game three. Penguins up 2-0. Tonight's opening night, CalPAC volleyball. Tomorrow night, again, 5 o'clock, side out, 4:50 on the pregame. DHX and I will be here live.
Sure we will. It's going to be great tomorrow night. Make sure you join us.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Now, the big deal about tomorrow night is the Redhawks from Simpson University.
Nice.
As Darcell Sanders
Darcell.
With a killer across court. Nice spike out of Darcell. Her second year under head coach Roger Goodwin with a nice back set by Wells. Tomorrow night, the Redhawks are tearing up the league, having already beaten the Hawks from Holy Name. So Holy Name's always fielding a tough team. So tomorrow night might be a real tough matchup for the DUs. We'll see how they are able to match up against the Redhawks.
And that point there, lost by Dominican. A little too careless at the net, 21-9. The Warriors going to have the serve.
And Dealey's coming in there now. Number six is Dealey as Fussell's. Fussell's over there very jittery. I think Jenna Fussell wishes she would play tonight. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Nice block there by the Warriors, number three. Oh, no, she hit the net? No, it went out of bounds. Okay. I thought that was going to be a clean block for Tiffany Friesen. Like, looked like she hit a frozen rope there.
Yes, yes, it did. And here comes Woodall with the serve. 22-4, 22-9 to you. Here comes the Warriors. Drive. Wagner hits it straight up in the air. To her partner. We've got a call in here. Double tap. So, side out. Going back to William Jessup. Tell you what, 22-10. I think we're going to see some backpacks being packed very shortly here.
The backpacks have been packed on and off all night tonight. We've just passed the one-hour mark of this game, fans. And in 1 hour, the Penguins are up 22-10 in game three, 2-0 overall in this CalPAC opening night matchup at the Conlin Center.
And here's the serve by the libero player for the team. Here comes Woodall, sets it up. Oh, rising above is the freshman to drive it back, and that one's going to be a DU point led by Laurel Grande. She really got up on that one and shoved it down the throat of the Warriors, and she'll get the serve now.
I think it's Grande. I don't know if it's Grand or Grande. There's any, huh? Okay, it's Grand, but it's spelled Grande. So,
oy.
With a Grande serve there from Grand. And here we are just off Acacia and Grand Avenue.
Absolutely.
So I wonder if there's any connection there. Oh, in the back row. And the Penguins let it go, and it's just long by a foot or two. And that was a grand display there of beautiful defense by the Penguins, 24-10. And Grand will serve again.
And things just aren't going well for William Jessup tonight. That was a good shot and just a little bit long. There's a netter by Grand. Return. Oh, and blocked by Wagner. Oh, Penguins looking very good tonight. Near flawless. I mean, they're playing well as a team and doing what it takes to get it done.
25-10, and Wagner throws up a screen door there. That one goes out of play off of the offensive player from the Warriors. That was number 12, Melissa White, and the Penguins. Grand, the freshman, she's serving again. Well, very close to the net again after hitting the tape on the previous point. Oh, and the Penguins pick it up. That's Dealey.
Oh.
Off balance from the front row. Penguins number 45, DHX. 45, that is Woodall, Jackie Woodall, the younger sister of Jessica Woodall. Graduated last year, Jessica. 25-11 DU, and the Warriors with a service point.
Here's the serve. It's returned. Woodall hits it up. Wagner, a left hand and in. Very nicely done right to the middle of the court. There was no one there for the Warriors. Point goes to DU. So, again, the side out. Darcell's going to go all the way around again, get a chance to serve this one. Into the game comes Marin Germany. To sit down is number six, Amanda Dealey. And Darcell's enjoying playing this last one. Here's the serve up to
nice
the middle of the court to the Warriors.
That was a knuckleball.
On the return, oh, Darcell goes to the floor and can't return that one. Off the tips of her fingers, out of bounds.
Picks up a Conlin Center floor burn there on her right elbow. Darcell dove for it.
We're giving a lot of those out tonight.
Yep.
It's William Jessup sets up for the side out, 26-12. Just passed, about 5 minutes past 8 o'clock here on the West Coast, radio.dominican.edu. Wagner drives it. It's returned. Rose Chavez hits it up. Woodall now. Nope. So senior goes to the floor, tumbles over and over again, unable to save it. William Jessup may be trying to say, hey, it's not time to pack up our backpacks yet. All right, we got some playing left to do. Here comes William Jessup taking out the side out. 26-13 is now your score. Stuart Horn, DHX Live with you. Serve coming up, set to the middle of the court. Rose Chavez runs up on it, and there's a net call. Another point goes to William Jessup. Now that's four in a row. Starting them out a little bit of a rally, maybe the best rally they've had all night so far. See if they can continue to build upon it.
Still waiting to hear on an update for Jen Check, the player injured earlier in this game. where she took a shot off the eye from the ball and then maybe hit her head on the floor. She was on the floor about 5 or 6 minutes with the ice pack. She finally came off the floor, and now Jesse Mazza has taken her out of the Conlin Center. If we hear anything, we'll bring it to you, fans, on radio.dominican.edu.
Brilliant shot there, Marin Dermody. A nice set to where there was no one standing. She saw that and planned it out ahead of time, and it went straight to perfection. Very nicely done.
27-15, and here's Amanda
Wagner.
Wagner with the big serve. Oh, Wagner's been absolutely perfect tonight.
She's been great, a big part of the team's success. But William Jessup's starting to feel it a little bit here. But what's the call there?
Oh, man, it must have been a two-touch on the set. The Jessups really served that one nicely. Well, they spiked it nicely, but they gave the point to the Penguins 2 points away now. Here's Wagner. Whoa, Wagner slipped, and she still served it perfectly.
Strong, strong serve. And a nice frontline move, Marin Dermody on the left side.
Dermody with two in a row there. Now it's match point, fans. Penguins up 2-0. 29-15 here as with one more point for the Penguins. They have the side out. See if they can go 1-0 in CalPAC tonight. Wagner with a beauty back to the left corner. And the Penguins now on offense. Wells puts it away. And that's match, fans. All right, DHX, a good serve there. No, this is for a handshake.
All right.
There we go. As the Penguins pick up their victory tonight. First victory of the CalPAC Conference for the Penguins. They go 1-0 as we open up the CalPAC Conference tonight. They're waiting at midcourt to shake hands with Coach Pistol, Coach Neptune. DHX and I have already shaken our hands together, as we do every time there's a victory. Of course, we do that at a loss, too. And both teams now with the high fives all the way across. It was a pretty good matchup tonight. Warriors hung pretty tough games 1 and 2. The Penguins were just too tough. They went 30-13 in game 1, 30-16 game 2, 30-15 over the Warriors in the deciding game 3. And that'll do it for us tonight, our next broadcast, DHX.
Tomorrow night, make sure you tune in, 5 o'clock, right here on radio.dominican.edu.
We'll have the 4:50 on the pregame, 5 o'clock side out. That will be Saturday night, September 16th, 2006. The Penguins will be taking on the Red Hawks from Simpson University. They'll be down from Reading. So hopefully, with any luck at all, DHX, the Simpson University Redhawks will be very tired after that five-hour run down here, and the Penguins will squeak past them, but you never know. Tune in, fans. 4:50 pregame, 5 o'clock, DHX. Stuart Horn with you. We'll be then. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll see you then. DHX, anything left?
Thank you very much for listening today. Great game. See you tomorrow.
One more of these for you.
Can't get enough.
Radio.dominican.edu.
See you on Saturday night.
All right.